I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's Mary Dixon.
Chicago, Cook County, and the state of Illinois plan to hand over records to the Justice Department on their handling of cases involving immigrants. Mayor Emanuel's ripping the Trump administration for threatening to subpoena the city and more than 20 others for that information. He and several other sanctuary cities mayors boycotted a Washington meeting with the president. Trump is now in Davos, Switzerland, to sell his America First agenda to global leaders and executives. Before leaving, Trump told reporters he's willing to talk to special counsel Robert Mueller under oath. Mueller's investigating Russia's interference in the 2016 election and whether Trump's campaign coordinated with Kremlin-linked forces. A suburban dentist is charged with sexually assaulting a woman earlier this month at his practice in Algonquin. Police arrested Iman Shirazi this week. Michigan State University President Anna Lou Simon is resigning amid questions about the school's handling of sexual assault complaints against MSU and USA Gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. A judge in Michigan yesterday sentenced Nassar to the rest of his life in prison after more than 150 young women described years of abuse at Nassar's hands. The pride of Peoria, former White Sox and Cleveland slugger Jim Thome, is going to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Marin Cilic is the first Croatian to make the final at the Australian Open. It's 8:01. On XRT. The Bulls lost to the 76ers 115-101 in Philadelphia. Blackhawks lost to the Maple Leafs 3-2 in an overtime loss at home. Tonight, the Hawks play in Detroit. Going to be sunny today with a high in the low 40s, clear skies and low 30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy and highs in the low 50s. It's 28 at the lake, 29 at Midway, and 27 degrees at O'Hare.
Some music news to pass along. Elton John has announced he's retiring from touring.
Oh, yeah. He starts a Yellow Brick Road tour, over 300 dates around the world, including some October dates here in Chicago.
He said he wants to spend some more time with his family and his children. He's got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, which is a very good sentiment, except I looked at the tour. He goes, you know, I want to spend more time with my family. It's a 3-year tour!
Well, you know, by the time he's done, his eldest will be in middle school, so maybe someone told him that middle schoolers are just delightful.
Yeah, I want to spend more time with my family. In 3 years, we're going to play a suddenly relevant Elton John song next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.